All right, so for this deep dive, you sent us over to the Houston LGBT History website.
Yeah.
And this thing is huge. So
It is. It
I'm
is.
really curious to see what we can unpack here.
Yeah, it's a really interesting site. It was created by a guy named J.D. Doyle.
Okay.
And it's pretty clear right away that this is like a total passion project for him, you know?
Yeah.
It's a big website. There's a ton of information.
Absolutely. And he even describes it, I think, on the about page as his own gay agenda,
Yeah, he does. He does.
to sort of put this history online. So it's really interesting.
Which is really cool. I mean, he's just taken it upon himself to make all this stuff available.
Yeah, and not just like, a couple of things.
Right.
It is incredibly comprehensive.
Oh, yeah.
And we should say up front that it's focused on, Houston, as the name would suggest.
Right. Houston and Texas more broadly.
But there's stuff that's relevant, nationally as well.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
So let's dive into some of what's actually here because it's really pretty remarkable.
Okay, yeah, where do you even begin with this? There's so much.
Well, I mean, there's digitized publications, there are political
Oh,
materials.
yeah, tons of photos and videos, especially from like
Real.
pride events, which is so cool to see.
Right. And then like bar histories, business histories,
Yeah,
organizations.
you can just see how vibrant the community was and all these different facets of life.
Yeah, they have a whole section on like people, and so these are like individual stories.
Right. And it's not just like a single narrative. They really try to capture the diversity of experiences.
Absolutely. There's Black LGBT history sections,
Yeah.
Latinx LGBT history.
Exactly. And that's so important to have those different perspectives represented.
And I was reading actually a quote from Joyce Gabbiola,
Oh, okay.
who's the AIRE's LGBT History Research Collections librarian.
Right.
And she was talking about the website, and she was saying it's like falling into a rabbit hole.
I can imagine. I mean, every link you click, you're just going deeper and deeper.
Exactly. Yeah. Which I think is, a real testament to just how much information there is and how well it's all connected.
Yeah, and how well it's organized too, right?
Yeah.
You can really go down specific paths depending on what you're interested in.
Yeah, absolutely. And maybe it's helpful just in terms of understanding the website itself to know a little bit about its history.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
So it was launched, I believe, in 2013.
Okay.
And it actually grew out of another website that Doyle had created, which is called Queer Music Heritage.
Oh, wow. So he was already doing this kind of archival work with music.
Yeah. And so this was sort of like a section of that,
Okay.
but it's obviously expanded significantly.
Yeah, clearly.
And one thing I found really helpful is that there are two search engines.
Oh,
So
interesting.
one of them searches like all of Doyle's
That's
websites,
good.
and then there's a more focused one that just searches the Houston LGBT history content.
That makes sense. Yeah, that's really useful.
So as we start to wrap up this deep dive, I mean, it's pretty incredible
It really is.
the scope of what J.D. Doyle has done here.
It's a remarkable resource, especially for anyone interested in LGBT history.
Right. And again, not just in Houston, but really across Texas. And I think, maybe just to highlight a couple of the specific things here that might be of interest.
Okay, yeah.
The bar history
Oh,
posters
yeah, those are really cool.
were super fascinating just in terms of, seeing these spaces.
Yeah, and how they've evolved over time. It's fascinating.
Right. And there are also all these gay guides
Oh, right.
that I thought were super interesting just from the standpoint of like,
Like what resources were available and how people connected with each other back then.
There's also a section called the Banner Project.
I don't think I've seen that one.
So this is where people would create these banners
Okay.
to memorialize people that they had lost to AIDS.
Oh, wow. That's powerful.
Yeah, and then there's also the Texas Obituary Project,
Oh, wow.
which is compiling obituaries from all over the state.
Okay, interesting.
And I should say, of course, that the Queer Music Heritage section is still a big part of
Oh,
that.
right, of course, where it all started.
But then there's this other part of the website that I just wanted to mention, which I thought was really funny, which is the Just for Fun section.
Just for fun. Okay, what's in there?
So there's like, a variety of things, but one of the things that he talks about is
Yeah.
that there was this like music video,
Okay.
and there was a guy in the music video who was like his doppelganger.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah,
Don't...
so he like, put it up on the website.
That's amazing. I love that he included that.
And it's just this sort of like personal touch
Yeah.
that I think is really nice. It's like this is clearly somebody who cares a lot about this
Yeah,
history.
and it makes it feel more human, you know? Like there's a real person behind all of this amazing work.
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess, you know, as we kind of think about everything that we've seen here, it does make you wonder, you know, how these really personal archives that are just driven by, you know, somebody's passion, how those contribute to our understanding of history.
I mean, they're so valuable, right? They offer these unique perspectives that you might not find in more official sources.
Right, right. And I guess it also makes you think about, like, what other kinds of, you know, niche historical collections are out there might not even know about that, you know, could be really illuminating.
Absolutely. And how important it is to preserve them, you know, before they're lost.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
It's like these little pieces of the puzzle that help us see the bigger picture.
You know? I think that's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this has been a fascinating deep dive.
It really has.
I'm so glad we got to explore this website.
Me too. It's incredible.
All right. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
See you next time.